Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure BioSpeed Clean Vacuum Cleaner. Save $200 on this powerful vac that doesn't have a cord and is bag-free. To save an additional $20 with free shipping, put in code word HOWIECLEAN at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Following is a public service message from Pathological Liars Anonymous.
Could you answer the question? Do you have an estimate of the property damage during the summer riots?
I know that we had one night of rioting in the district.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, that's it, ticket.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock told NBC News, quote, I have never been opposed to voter ID.
With these unnecessary and unjustifiable voter ID laws, which constitute, in my estimation, a poll tax.
He can't face that. That it was his failure. And he creates a lie. A big lie.
When you tell one lie, it leads to another. When you tell two lies to cover each other,
then you tell three lies. Oh, brother, bring trouble up to your ears.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You think Chuck Schumer is worried about AOC running against him in the primary next year in New York State? Do you think he's terrified, petrified? What's the proper word that I'm looking for? Spooked?
Scared bleepless?
Scared bleepless. There's any number of words. We could have made that a poll question. He's frightened. Now they're bringing up this bill to overturn the United States Constitution on election laws, which puts the control of elections in the state hands of the state legislature. I don't think it would pass constitutional muster anyway, but I think it's going down to defeat. But this way he can say, well, I tried to get it through. And after they lose the elections next year, they can say, it was a racist frame. 844-500-4242. But, you know, I'd like to say so. I have personal bad news today to pass on to everybody. The Red Hat, a Beacon Hill institution, will reportedly close its doors. I spent a memorable evening there with John Kerry, picking up the tab. And he told me something that you probably don't know this, but he served in Vietnam, and he still has dreams about it. And I still have dreams about him telling me he had dreams about it.
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
The Red Hat, a Beacon Hill institution since 1907, managed to stay open in the 1920s and 30s by keeping up an appearance, etc., prohibition. But the pandemic may have hastened its demise. So it's being reported, on various sites that it's closing down as of June 27th, which I guess is Sunday. And, you know, it's, then I look at the comments underneath and it says, it was an okay place until the media people started coming. It's across the street from Channel 7. Who did they think was going to go there? Did they think people were going to drive in from Dover?
Sure. They didn't blame Trump anywhere in that article.
Good Lord.
Akin to a MAGA hat, the Red Hat?
Yeah. You know what? It was doomed from day one. As soon as the MAGA hat, the Red Hat, the MAGA hat. But anyway, the Red Hat is closing its doors apparently, and it's I'm sad. 844-500-4242. Let's see. More recently, the Red Hat's clientele ranged from State House employees to media personalities to rowdy throngs of Suffolk University students in for a burger, a beer, or like the menu proclaims, a cup of clam chowder. That's spelled C-H-O-W-D-A-H. I don't think they had very memorable clam chowder, as I recall it. But anyway, that's another one bites the dust. 844-500-4242. 617 says, is Schumer about to be Capuano'd? It, actually, considering it's New York, it would be more like, and considering her background, it, he's more likely to be Crowley'd, because that's the first guy she took out was Joe Crowley. And then Ayanna, her fellow squad member, took out Mike Capuano here. The same types, you know, machine hack Democrats, which, you know, I much prefer machine hack Democrats to the squad. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And, you know, I was working on a column today about how Democrats get away with everything. Speaking of, you know, what got me going on it was Sheldon Whitehouse. Here's a guy, this you know, in the old days, James Michael Curley used to call Henry Cabot Lodge Little Boy Blue when he was running against him. This is Sheldon Whitehouse is the new Little Boy Blue. This, you know, Brahmin, Trustafarian, you know, blue blood all the way. So he belongs to this exclusive club, Bailey Beach Club in Newport. And so he's been asked about it ever since he was running for the Senate the first time in 2006 against another WASPy guy named Lincoln Chafee. And he said, I'm going to quit the club. This was 2006 because it's all white.
Very fake news.
That was very fake news. What he did was he transferred the membership to his wife, who's equally WASPy. She's a Thornton. And then in 2017, he was asked about it again, and he again said he was going to quit, and he again did not quit. He
has very fake news.
He has no intention of quitting. And so the other day, some reporter from Go Local Providence tracked him down, a very good reporter, a woman, and asked him about it again. And he said,
back in 2017, you had expressed concerns about the membership of the all-white Bailey's Beach Club, said that you hoped it would become more diverse. Now, your family's been members. Your wife is one of the largest shareholders. Has there been any traction in that? Are there any minority members of the club now?
I think the people who are running the place are still working on that. I'm sorry it hasn't happened yet.
Do you have concerns in 2021? I mean, obviously, it's been 4 years. You had remarks on the floor following the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd saying, you know, hoping to root out systemic racism in the country. Your thoughts on an elite, all-white, wealthy club, again, in this day and age. You know, should these clubs continue to exist?
It's a long tradition in Rhode Island.
Again, it's the only choice for somebody like me.
And let's remember that when John Kerry got his yacht from his wife after he lost the 2004 election, he registered it in Newport. We don't know if he registered at Bailey's Beach Club, but it would seem appropriate considering his lineage and the Bailey Beach Club lineage. And
I'm John Kerry, and I'm reporting for duty.
Imagine Donald Trump would say, you don't have any black or Jewish members at Mar-a-Lago, which is BS. They do. And if he were to say, we're still working on it. It's a long tradition in Palm Beach. Okay.
It's the only choice for somebody like me,
but he walks away from it. Nobody writes about it. It's like with Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd went on the Fox News channel with Chris Wallace and used the N-word. He's the former exalted Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. Nobody said anything about it. Nobody said anything about it. Now Joy, and it's not just racist stuff. It's also gay stuff. You know, I mean, look at Joy Reid with her homophobic tweets, and now Joy Behar has done it. This guy, he's a defensive end for the Las Vegas Raiders, and he announced yesterday that he's gay. And so she had to make a joke about it on the air. Cut 7.
Las Vegas. Okay. The Vegas Raiders.
You know, Anna, after they said penetration in the end zone, they lost me. So, Sonny, is this a sign that this...
Roseanne Barr got canceled for less than that, didn't she? I mean, much less than that. But all Joy Behar, you know, she's like close to 80 years old. But all she has to do is go on and just, never mind. Cut 6.
Well, I just long for the days when you can just be gay in the world. And it doesn't become a big deal. By the way, that inappropriate joke I made for daytime television, scratch it. Make believe I never said it. We'll be right back.
You know, kind of like when she was wearing blackface. Megyn Kelly was talking about blackface. She wasn't wearing blackface, and she got canceled.
The first part of that remark sounded a lot like, shut up and play football.
Is that what she said?
Basically, listen.
Well, I just long for the days when you can just be gay in the world.
Well, if that's all you're concerned about, why did you make that rude joke? It's just, it really is great to be a Democrat. Like they used to say in Love Story, Eric Siegel, love means never having to say you're sorry. Being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. It's just amazing. 844-500-4242. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer, and we are in the summer now. It's time for vacations. It's time for trips to the seashore, to the lakeside, just hanging around, taking walks. So my advice to you is wherever you go, take your Raycon wireless earbuds with you. A pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. If you have a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds or the person you're with does, you aren't going to be bothering one another. Everybody has different tastes in music or podcasts or anything else. Some people would like to listen to the Howie Carr Show on the Raycons. They do.
My wife hates the music that I listen to. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And more than that, she hates my listening habits, which when I listen to my music, I listen to one artist. I listen to a lot of their discography. And she hates that I don't have any variety in my listening. So I put on my Raycons, I can listen to my Alan Sherman, my Randy Newman, whatever funk I'm in that week, that's what I'm listening to without any guff.
That's why if you like to listen to Alan Sherman, you really need some Raycons for everybody in your life. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built for wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And they have a 24-hour battery life, so you can probably listen to all of Alan Sherman's albums two or three times over and not have to worry.
Yeah, well, I did that this past weekend. I listened to pretty much every song he ever recorded.
Hello Mutta, Hello Fada. Listen to it like 75, 80 times.
There's good advice. That's a great one.
All right. Where do you take your Raycon wireless earbuds? If you have them, you know the answer. You take them everywhere. They are an absolute must-have for your daily grind or your annual vacation. So listen up. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey.
I really didn't need this. I thought that's what the Raycons are there for, Taylor, so you can listen to that by yourself. We don't need Alan Sherman.
That's kind of a product placement, isn't it? Just encouraging more people to buy Raycons.
It is. But you're encouraging them to buy them for themselves, for their friends, if their friends like Alan Sherman. But I'm thinking that Alan Sherman at this late date is rather an acquired taste. Kind of like I like to listen to Boston Blackie radio shows at night. I know not too many people are joining me in that.
Very, very Catskill humor. I don't even know how I acquired that taste. But.
Yes. Hello Fada is a good song. I mean, it was a classic song. Brilliant single. A novelty song. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. And there's a bunch of stories out today about all the new handouts that people are getting in various ways. For instance, California has just announced they're going to pay back rent for all the deadbeats who haven't been paying rent. I mean, I don't know. How does the panic mean that they can't pay the rent? Because they're making more money than ever before with all the extra handouts. But now, in addition to the extra handouts, you're not going to have to pay the rent because the state's going to pick it up.
They don't want the landlords moving out.
I guess. But then you have the Defense Department has now announced that if you're a veteran who wants to change one's sex or one's gender, the government will now pay for it, even if you're not in the military anymore. And of course, they've also decided that everybody who has a kid under a certain age is going to get $300. So I guess Sheldon Whitehouse and his Brahmin swells down at the KKK Beach Club in Newport, they're all going to get $300 a month for their kids. Where the hell does all this crap end? I mean, am I the only one left who's not getting a handout now in the country? Where is my $300 a month? Not that I want the gender reassignment, you understand. But I got a lot of kids. Well, just because my kids are older, why don't I get $300 per month per kid? I don't understand it. 844-500-4242. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results? Yes, I did, didn't I? Yes.
Okay,
today's poll question is brought to you, I think I did, but I'll read it again. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Coast. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/HowieCar to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/HowieCar.
Is free money good or bad for most people?
I think it's bad.
94% say it's bad.
I don't know. The thing about this is I didn't know this till today. I haven't been following it that closely because it irritates me and I know I'm not eligible for the free kid money. Supposedly this is a year-long experiment. That's like saying we're going to get, I'm your local fentanyl dealer. We're going to give you free fentanyl for a month. It's an experiment. Let's see if you like it.
Think of it this way.
I mean, they're getting everybody hooked on it.
At least baby Burisma is finally getting a check from a Biden.
That's true. I hadn't thought about it that way. That's a good way to put it.
Jared came up with that joke. I can't take credit for that.
Actually, people forget. Hunter was stonewalling on producing his income records and giving any money to the little baby Burisma and Mama, the stripper, until they subpoenaed his bank records. And within 48 hours... He had a back check, and it was hundreds of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But he's an artist. We can't all be as talented as Hunter Biden and get $500,000 in cash and then not have to report who gave us the money or who wrote a check to the ex-con who's now your art dealer. By the way, what do you think happens to your average artiste? Who's going to show in some gallery downtown in New York City. And it turns out that he's been using the N-word and slurring Asians. Do you think that showing goes on at the gallery or does it get canceled? Unless, of course, your name is Joe Biden.
The more controversial an artist, the more pricey the art.
978, Howie, I've never qualified for any stimulus payments because I did the un-American thing and worked hard to make a salary over and above what was allowed. I agree. 860, can I self-identify as being a father with a kid? Will I get the $300? Think about this. I mean, think about the scams that they run with the earned income tax credits, because that gets jacked up if you invent kids. We're probably, we have the lowest birth rate in the history of the United States of America. We've probably got more kids than ever before, at least if you go by the stats in the earned income tax credits. How many kids do you think we're going to have now that they're given $300 a month? And in 1995, that was part of the welfare reform program, was to stop people, was to say, after three illegitimate kids, you're not getting paid to keep popping them out to get more money, because we're just producing more welfare dependency. Now it works so well and it cut the birth rate and the welfare dependency so much that we've decided to restore it because that's what the Democrats want. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You remember how Dementia Joe has kept repeating that if we can just get 70% of Americans vaccinated, you can have more than four people over for your backyard barbecue on Independence Day.
Maybe five, maybe six.
You could have two kinds of cheese, and you could have some salsa and chips.
And some hot dogs. A
couple of adult beverages.
Not a joke.
Potato salad.
Veggie burgers are just as tasty and just as nutritious as real burgers.
So
I'm serious.
So this would have been a good. So the headline is, and this is sad again. This is almost as sad as the closing of the Red Hat. White House says it will fall short of July 4th vaccine goal. So we could have asked the question, are you canceling your plans for a big barbecue in the backyard or down at the beach or out by the lake? I'm going to guess that would be about 99-1. No.
It's the craziest part of it is that they really think that this is like the first time people are going to get together with a barbecue. If they found out that everyone had these last July 4th, they'd be really upset. I don't know anyone who didn't go to a July 4th party last year.
I know. We're just we're trying to get our pool open at our condo. I mean, this I think it's the last place left in the state that doesn't have its pool open.
Your pool's the dead ender of pools.
It is.
All right, Howie.
Oh, we got some people coming up with names for Hunter Biden's artwork from 603. Michael Angelothario, Salvador Dummy, Andy Whoremonger. Those are pretty good.
I mean,
I sense a column in the making down the road once the sale starts. And the Hunter starts walking out with bags of cash.
It is pretty crazy to think that, you know, everything he's been up to. Think about it. He's a businessman extraordinaire. He's a locomotive expert. He's an author.
He's an oil and gas man.
Oil and gas man. And then on top of all that.
And he sees hallucinations like Hunter Thompson, his namesake, when he's driving across the Nevada desert.
And then on top of all that, he picks up a metal straw and starts blowing out some ink, and he's an artiste. One of the best of our time.
He had more metal straws, or straws in general, around than most people do.
Well, he's a big fan
including
of the sea
turtles. Including McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah, he doesn't want to. Plastic straws are no good. All right, so this is big news. EcoHealth Alliance head Peter Daszak leaves UN-backed COVID origins probe.
Kind of like all those Massachusetts state cops are retiring. Have you noticed that? There's an investigation begins and suddenly everybody's rushing to the state retirement board. I think this is just a sort of a health version of what's going on.
Do you think Peter just wants to spend more time with his family?
He wants to smell the roses and the coffee.
I was getting too caught up in, you know, the day-to-day, the grind. It says the head of the New York City-based nonprofit that directed hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal grant money to the Wuhan Institute of Virology is no longer part of the UN-backed commission examining the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, earlier this month, Vanity Fair reported that Peter Daszak helped organize a statement signed by 27 leading scientists that appeared in The Lancet. The statement condemned what is called conspiracy theories suggesting that COVID-19 does not have a natural origin.
Did he sign the intelligence community letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation?
Well, we still can't prove it.
How much, you know, overlap was there between those two letters? the laptop was Russian disinformation, and the virus didn't come out of a lab.
To be fair, we still don't know if the laptop, as Hunter said, it could be real, it could not be real. We really have no proof.
Have we talked to Caroline? Has she finished her stint in detox yet, Caroline Biden?
Can we also just mention the back and forth between Caroline and him? And I'm not poking fun at her. I just want to point out that there's a lot of talk about the Asian slurs, the anti-Asian rhetoric that he throws around in those text messages.
But he's also sending, it's very strange, this family. Like, he's sending these text messages to his cousin.
How about the pictures of them together? You know, I was thinking about an old Elvis Presley movie from the 60s. You know which movie that would be?
Is it the one, the blue wave?
No, Kissin' Cousins.
Kissin' Cousins. They are weird pictures.
She's in this very skimpy bathing suit, and he's in a bathing suit, and he looks like stoned, which she always looks like he's stoned, obviously. But he's got his hand, he's got his arm around her. I've never had my arm around a cousin like that.
Every single part of those pictures gives me the heebie-jeebies. That's the only way I can describe it. I agree with you. Very strange.
Got some more names, some more artiste names for Hunter.
Tell us, please.
Pablo Parmesan. Or Pablo Pecorino. Maybe Pecorino would be better all the way around.
All right. In other news, Howie, I think I would love to get your opinion on this. I have a feeling I know what you're going to say. But
Hunter Van Blow.
That's a good one. Florida woman goes to ATM to withdraw $20, discovers almost $1 billion in her account.
I saw that.
Yes, a Florida woman reportedly wanted to withdraw $20 and was stunned to discover her account boasted what she believed was a jaw-dropping balance of nearly $1 billion.
The most shocking part of that is somebody looked at their account balance on the ATM.
I know.
I never do.
I know. It's too depressing.
Yeah.
Well, I would have put the card right back in and then punched in $1 billion.
I would like to make a withdrawal, please. Julia Yakowski of Largo checked her Chase bank account before making the small withdrawal. Her receipt showed these are the numbers.
Anything's a small withdrawal compared to what she had in the account.
99998585.94.
Okay. That's good. I saw some other woman, though, got a bill for $50 billion.
Oof.
There's a lot of things going on, a lot of weird stuff going around as the fiscal year end approaches.
She says, oh my God, I was horrified. I know most people would think they won the lottery, but I was horrified. When I put in for $20.
Okay, here's another potential poll question. Would you be horrified if you had $1 billion?
No, I would not.
Remember John Tierney, the congressman from Massachusetts? You know, his wife was laundering money for her gangster brothers. And so one day he went to the bank and he saw $8 million in the account from her brothers who were running this offshore gambling racket. And he claimed he had no idea that there was $8 million. He's a congressman. Been congressman for 20. He had no idea there was $8 million in his account.
I know nothing.
I believe you, Senator. I believe you, Representative Tierney. He was ousted in the next election.
Even
in Massachusetts, he couldn't survive that.
I think if I see $1 billion in my account, I know it's not going to last. That's the kind of money that people come back for.
Easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Well, did you see that story about the Obama ethics guy who said this sounds like a huge grift?
Yeah, absolutely.
It does. I mean, you're telling me these paintings worth $500,000. I'm not an art history major, but that seems like a lot of money for an amateur artist.
Norman Crockwell.
That's good, Taylor.
I modified a texter's.
Yeah, you did. I noticed that.
Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE that I got at Toyota of Portsmouth. And even better is the process of leasing it or buying a car, whatever you need to do. It's a beautiful showroom and the people there are awesome. They make you feel super comfortable. Toyota of Portsmouth has a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. All right, Howie, now this is my last story, but I really wanted to get this in because it's crazy. Nearly 900-pound shark spotted swimming near the Jersey Shore. 900 pounds.
I wonder if a humpback whale will swallow him.
Are you trying to cast doubt on that man? I think it was proven.
He has more supporters than I anticipated when that story first broke.
A lot of fishermen are supporting him. Freya, an 11-foot sub-adult female white shark, pinged off the coast of Atlantic City Beach late Friday afternoon after she was tagged.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How do you know her name?
How is it just a white shark? Why isn't it a great white shark?
Maybe they don't call the females great white sharks. This could be a case
that's
of sexism.
Sexism and speciesism all in one.
Or have they changed the name of great white shark to white supremacist shark?
They should. That goes without saying. All these great whites. You know who their favorite politician is?
Sheldon Whitehouse. Yeah.
They're big, big Sheldon fans.
They hang out at the beach club.
Yeah. They say, what can we say? It's a long tradition. White shark Freya is swimming tight to Atlantic City. Be advised, the organization wrote on Twitter. You should see the photos of this, Howie. And there's been a lot of cases of this lately of big sharks. I think it's going to be a sharky
Taylor,
summer.
How come you're not giving us any musical background for this?
I wasn't prepped for this story, but I will right my wrong momentarily.
There's been a lot of stories about this, especially near the Cape. Because there's a lot of seals out there, and I just want everyone to know that there's Freya isn't far behind.
Finally, we found a white supremacist. It's in the ocean, and it weighs 900 pounds, but we've got one, finally.
And guess who doesn't have a pool to swim in, so he might be in Freya's way this summer? Howie Carr. If Freya saw you, she'd be like, oh, that's a one-bite deal.
You know how they talk about artists being in, you know, they're like a method actor?
Yeah.
Hunter is a meth-ud painter.
All right, Howie, that's it for Grace's News. Just a reminder, everyone, get yourselves to Aviva Trattoria in Wrentham on Friday. We have a really fun remote planned. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be giving away books. There's so much great food, including, you know, chicken parm, eggplant parm, pasta, salads, pizza, desserts. So make sure you get yourselves there. It's going to be a great time. Aviva Trattoria in Wrentham. Book a reservation. It's strongly suggested.
Is Craxen Pollock going to be there?
Pollock, not Pollock.
Pollock. Or Vincent Van Koch. Is he going to be there? I can't resist this stuff. Okay. All right. Thank you, Grace. I appreciate it. You may have just received an email from me. Eden Pure has done it again. This new product sold last week in our Cheap Bastard deal in minutes. I'm talking about the BioSpeed Clean cordless vac that costs a fraction of what the other well-known brands charge. What do I mean by a fraction? I mean you're going to save about $200. This powerful vac has 8,000 kPa suction powers to suck up pet hair, cardboard, or just your everyday messes. Also, it has no cord and weighs about 6 pounds, only 6 pounds, which will cut your cleaning time in half. Never worry again about getting tangled up and tripping over cords. These hassles are gone forever. You could walk freely and reach any spot with no restrictions. I wish I'd known about the BioSpeed Clean a couple of months ago. Both Taylor and my daughter Carolyn bought the $400 brand vac. They could have saved $200 with the BioSpeed Clean.
The Eden Pure is just as good. I really wish I had advance notice about this. Are we going to get a product sheet coming in every week or so with things they're coming out with?
I hope so. I hope so.
Thank God that Joe Biden is sending me some relief for my kid. $300 a month.
Yeah, and Carolyn is getting some too. Actually.
Maybe it's not too late to get a refund on that vacuum cleaner and get an Eden Pure.
That's I hope for your sake it's okay. You can buy some more Alan Sherman records. It's designed with 5 different attachments to easily clean every part of your home and your car. It runs on a 35-minute battery and comes with a wall mount, so it won't take any floor space in your closet. It comes apart to become a handheld device, too. That means it's perfect for stairs or sofa cushions. And to make sure the BioSpeed Clean vac traps everything, they have developed a powerful filter system so dust isn't being recycled into the air as you vacuum. Stop lugging that old dinosaur vac around and order the BioSpeed Clean today at half the price of other brands at EdenPure.com. You'll save another $20 off plus free shipping with code word HOWIECLEAN. That's EdenPure.com, code HOWIECLEAN. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Cody, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, Howie. First time calling in. I've been listening now for a while, but, you know, I'm just kind of getting into politics. And, you know, the one thing that I'm really wondering is I've had some friends back home in Illinois who have voted for Biden, which I don't even understand why. But the thing that confuses me is it's like, well, what happened to all these promises, right? We're going to forgive student loan debt. We're going to go, you know, green energy. But what about gas prices, right? Gas prices, we're not forgiving student loans. I mean, it's just false promise after false promise. So what are they actually doing for us?
What about the fact that he said nobody under that was making less than $400,000 was going to have their taxes raised? I got a story here in front of me. I'll read it to you next hour, where it says, you know, over 60% of the people in the country are going to have their taxes raised one way or the other. You know, you knew that was BS because it's always BS. The Dems always say they're not going to raise anybody's taxes. And, you know, Barack Obama said he said, I promise you, I'm not going to raise your taxes a dime. And the first thing he did when he got in office was he raised the cigarette tax, which, of course, goes up to the only multimillionaires and billionaires smoke cigarettes. Right. So, he told the truth. He didn't raise taxes a dime. He raised taxes plenty, more than that. Bill Clinton, you know. I worked harder to cut them taxes for the middle class than I ever done. Worked harder than anything on my life, except getting inside of Paula Jones's you-know-whats. It's, you know, they just lie. And I don't know how they get away with it, Cody. I mean, you know, you talk about Illinois. Pritzker, the governor, said he was going to stop any kind of gerrymandering in the legislature. And they guess what? They just got rid of they just gerrymandered all the state legislative districts in Springfield to get rid of 7 Republicans. There weren't that many Republicans to begin with, but they don't care. And then last year he shut down the entire state and said he didn't want anybody moving around. And then you know, because he's from the Hyatt Hotel mega fortune, he's a billionaire. So he puts his family on a private jet down to Wellington, Florida, where they got a horse farm. And, you know, nobody says anything about it. You just, again, it's the double standard. I could have thrown him in. I was writing that column this afternoon for the Herald for tomorrow. And I thought, you know what? I could, not that I want to, because I don't think it would be worth reading, but I could write a whole book on this. You know, the double standards. It's just, they get away with everything. Everything. And nobody ever says a damn thing about it. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So this is Joe Scarborough on DeSantis. And Joe Scarborough would have liked to be been DeSantis. You know, he got into politics. He's from a little further west in Florida than DeSantis is. He's from Pensacola, but he would have loved to be DeSantis. And so now he's talking about DeSantis taking over for Trump. Cut number 9.
Why do you love DeSantis so much? Why do you think DeSantis is going to win? Why do you think DeSantis is a guy in 2024? They all say he's Trump with all the things we love about Trump and none of the liabilities.
Or he puts it another way. Cut 8.
They're quietly moving towards putting their money on DeSantis.
And what you're seeing, I think, is the base making the pivot. Mm-hmm. They're making toward the move DeSantis. Off of Trump towards DeSantis.
We're going from the political heroin to the political methadone. It's okay. Just a moving there away from great. Trump. I hear time and again, Willie, not that from Republicans.
What is Joe Biden then? I don't even want to think about what drug he is. I guess he's a sleeping pill for one thing. He's certainly not speed. I'm Howie Carr.